Residual abundances in Galar-Dr3, Implications for Nucleosynthesis and Identification of Unique Stellar Populations, by Emily J. Griffith et al. We investigate the, by per megagram, abundances of 16 elements for 82,910 galactic disk stars from Galar plus Dr3. We fit the median trends of low IA and high IA populations with a two-process model, which describes stellar abundances in terms of a prompt core collapse and delayed type IA supernova component. For each sample star, we fit the amplitudes of these two components and compute the residual delta, X, H, abundances from this two-parameter fit. We find RMS residuals less than 0.07 dex for well-measured elements and correlated residuals among some elements, such as bar, Y, and zinc, that indicate common enrichment sources. From a detailed investigation of stars with large residuals, we infer that roughly 40% of the large deviations are physical and 60% are caused by problematic data such as unflagged binarity, poor wavelength solutions, and poor telluric subtraction. As one example of a population with distinctive abundance patterns, we identify 15 stars that have 0.3 to 0.6 dex enhancements of Na but normal abundances of other elements from O to Ni and positive average residuals of Cu, zinc, Y, and bar. We measure the median elemental residuals of 14 open clusters, finding systematic approximately 0.1 to 0.4 dex enhancements of O, Ca, K, Y, and bar and approximately 0.2 dex depletion of Cu in young clusters. Finally, we present a restricted three-process model where we add an asymptotic giant branch star, AGB, component to better fit bar and Y. With the addition of the third process, we identify a population of stars, preferentially young, that have much higher AGB enrichment than expected from their SNIA enrichment. This was residual abundances in Galar-Dr3, Implications for Nucleosynthesis and Identification of Unique Stellar Populations, by Emily J. Griffith et al.